Himself, they would come here and they would get like a yatra. He understood that the Krishna is the center of everything we should be doing. And as a king, he and all of his ministers should be fully conscious that they are all simply servants of the real king and queen, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So he built this beautiful, beautiful palace where the deities would be worshipped and where he and his ministers would all come on a regular basis to very humbly serve the Lord and his devotees. And you can see what incredibly vast amounts of wealth and labor was put into building this artistic masterpiece of a temple. But then when everything was complete and they were about to install the deities here, Srimati Radharani appeared to him and told him that I do not want to leave the hill that I'm on. That is my home. You can install other deities here or else. Hare Krishna. So he installed a new set of deities named Radha Kusha Vihari. And at this time, we will go to have darshan of Sri Radha Kusha Vihari. It's a very important lesson. What is a real king? What is a real leader? A humble servant of the Lord and his devotees. Only if we had such kings in the world today. Today, kings want to be the Lord. But he wanted all of his staff to be fully conscious of their eternal position. Jivara Swarupai Krishna Rati Das. Now we will have kirtan and go into Radha Kusha Vihari's temple for arti and darshan. And then we will continue our kirtan.
Jai Jai Sri Hare.
The four mountains of Barasana, where Sriji Mandir is, it is called Bhangar, because Brishabhanu had his palace there. That is the home of Srimati Radharani. Just across the ridge there's a beautiful mountain. That is Vilasgar, where Sri Sri Radha and Krishna perform innumerable playful pastimes. In this direction is Mangar, where Srimati Radharani would go when she wanted to please Krishna through her pastimes of anger. And this hill that we are sitting on now is Dangar, the place where the pastimes of charity are performed, or taxes. So, later today, we will go to a place called Sankarikor. You'll see there are two mountains that meet at a certain junction, and it's a very narrow passageway. When Srimati Radharani and her gopis heard that Krishna was in the area, they especially wanted to play with Krishna and perform this pastime of Dankeli Leela. So they would tell their parents that there is a yajna going on nearby, and we want to bring yogurt and ghee and other opulences of Mother Cow to offer to the great Brahmins. So they would come. So they would tell their parents that there is a yajna going on nearby, and we want to bring yogurt and ghee and other opulences of Mother Cow to offer to the great Brahmins. So they would come, and they would have to pass through that narrow passageway, Sankarikor, where only one person at a time can walk. So Krishna and his cowherd boys, they would dress up as tax collectors, and they would block the way with their sticks and said that we are the representatives of the king, and you have been passing through this village for so many times and you have not paid any tax to the king, but today you must pay tax. The tax will be quantities of your yogurt and butter and ghee. So for the pleasure of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani and gopis, they said, we will not pay any tax to you. In fact, gopis would say that this is Srimati Radharani's kingdom. She is Vrindavaneshwari. You should be paying us tax, because you're herding the cows and they're eating our grasses, and you're eating so many fruits from the trees. In this way, a very loving argument took place. But ultimately, they were pushing and they were shoving, and Krishna and his friends would push the pots off of their heads onto the ground. And then they would take what they stole, and there's a kund, Dohani Kund, Bihar Kund. Near there, there's trees, kadamba trees, where the leaves are just like cups. And there they would eat the yogurt that they would steal from gopis. So one day, the gopis were thinking that for the pleasure of Krishna, we should teach him a good lesson. So one day, while they were, Krishna and the gopis were passing in that direction, there were maybe 20 or 30 of them. The gopis, there were hundreds and hundreds of them. And what they did is they were all hiding behind these mountains. And when Krishna and his friends came, they were playing, and they tied their sikas to the rocks. So they were trapped. Hare Krishna. They said, we will only let you go if now you pay us tax. You will give us what we want. So Krishna surrendered with his friends. He said, yes. He bowed down at Srimati Radharani's lotus feet and said, please tell me, what tax do you want from me? And Srimati Radharani said, it's not really proper for me to take tax from you in this way, because I'm a girl and we're supposed to be very shy. So therefore, you should become me and I should become you, and then we will block your path and steal your yogurt. So Krishna became Srimati Radharani, and Srimati Radharani became Krishna. Hare Krishna. And then they performed the Leela again. But this time, Krishna was Radharani, and not only that, but all the gopas became gopis. And the gopas, in the form of gopis, were carrying the pots on their heads. And then Srimati Radharani, who was Krishna, and her sakis and gopis became gopas. They had sticks, and they blocked the way. And they said, we are the tax collectors. We are representatives of the king. You must give us your yogurt and butter. So the place where that wonderful Leela happened was here. And these particular deities, Radha Dan Bihari, are very special. Some of the Brijabasis, Pujaris, have told me that in this temple, the deity of Radha is actually Krishna. And the deity of Krishna is Radha. Do you follow? These deities are performing this pastime. So they worship Radha as Krishna, as Krishna as Radha. Also here is where Srimati Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna would perform their Julan Yatra. It is one of the very famous places of Vrindavan where the swing festival would take place. And there were many tax or charity leelas that they would perform here. One that the Brijabasis tell is how Krishna was here with Srimati Radharani and gopas and gopis, and one Brahman. This Brahman, he was in terrible anxiety because he wanted to get his daughter married. However, the tradition in this area is you have to pay a very sizable dowry. One of my old and dear friends, Asim Krishna Prabhu, very beloved Vaishnava, who just last year left his body. I think you all remember him from two yatras back. He would tell me that whenever he would come here, it was so difficult because he knows these people, Brijabasis, very well for 30 years. And they would always approach him and say, our daughter is getting married. We cannot get her married without dowry. Please give us money. And he just couldn't refuse. But at the same time, he didn't have money. So he was always in anxiety, because this is a very, very strong tradition. So this Brahmin, he came to Krishna and he said, Gopal, you are very famous. You have so many hundreds and thousands of cows. Therefore, you are a very wealthy man. Please give me some charity. Because if you do not give me charity, I will not have money for the dowry of my daughter, and I will be in big trouble. Krishna said, who will you be in trouble with? He said, my wife. She will not allow me to come home unless I have a dowry. Now, what happens between husbands and wives? That's a long story. I think all of you know better than me. So Gopi started laughing, and he was very embarrassed. Krishna said, well, I really don't have anything. I'm just a simple cowherd boy. I have nothing to offer you. Well, he became very, very much upset. He said, but the most valuable thing I have is Srimati Radharani, my beloved. I will offer her to you. She is the greatest of all treasures. Then Krishna chanted some mantras, which officially was a vow that he would give Srimati Radharani in charity to the Brahmin. The Brahmin then was increased in his anxiety. He said, what are you doing? I have one daughter, and I have no dowry from her. What will my wife do if I come home with another daughter? This is impossible. And he was crying and crying, and Krishna said, it's too late. I made the vow. I said the mantra. She's yours. He was crying. And then Srimati Radharani was crying. She has to go live with this Brahmin, with his wife. So they were all crying. So he started walking home, weeping. And Srimati Radharani said, we should give him some special mercy. We should try to help him. He's in distress. This is the nature of Srimati Radharani. Those who are in distress, who come to her sincerely, she will always appeal to Krishna. Prabhupada explained that if Srimati Radharani says to Krishna, please help this person, he's better than me, then Krishna has to help. So Krishna called the Brahmin back, and he made a scale. Scale means a weighing machine. And he put Srimati Radharani on one side of the scale, and he had all gopis taking off their precious jewelry and putting it on the other side of the scale until it was equal to Srimati Radharani's weight. And he gave that to the Brahmin in charity, and he was very happy, and he danced home very jubilantly. So this many, many pastimes, innumerable. The holy scriptures describe some, but Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains Ananta Shesha with his thousands of hoods and thousands of mouths cannot describe the pastimes Krishna performs in 1 minute, even with the duration of the entire cosmic manifestation. Ananta Shesha cannot delineate in full the pastimes that Krishna performs in a minute. Hare Krishna. So this Nitya Leela is taking place eternally in this very special abode of Bharasana. At this time, we should pray to Srimati Radharani that she can give us the charity where she will always engage us as the servant of the servant of her servants. And that we can someday gain some little drop of qualification to please her through the chanting of her holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now, if all of us 800 devotees go through this little door, it will take a long time. Krishna can put an elephant through the head of a needle. But we have to respect the limitations that material nature puts upon us, especially time. So what we will do is we will, from your left side, we will go like this and go by the door, like in a circle, and everyone can pass by and have darshan of these very, very special, unique deities of Sri Sri Radha Dan Bihari. Hare Krishna.